This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 144. It might not be the best, but it's the best.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast, folks.
It's been a long time. About a week.
Yeah, about a week. 7 days.
That's still a long time.
It is not a short period of time unless we're talking about, you know, years. In which case, a day, it stacks up to be very minimal against the year. So it's relative.
Yes.
But I don't know who it's related to. Don't yawn.
I don't.
Now what? Is not the time to yawn.
I'm
just
sorry.
Started.
I'm sorry.
You damn lightweight.
What am I love
gonna,
you.
I love you too. What am I going to do with you when we're in LA? You can't yawn.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom, and they're like, oh wow, she really has a problem, and I'll just go in there and yawn. And get it all out, and then come back and be like, oh, I'm ready.
Well, that's definitely a strategy. You know something that you can't yawn at?
Our website?
Or podcast.
Yeah, that too.
Because here's the deal, guys. By the time...
Every time you yawn, a midget's going to come out and slap you in your face.
No.
That will teach you to yawn at our show.
Midgets are not going to come out and slap you in your face.
Dressed up as Tippy Pandaliciouses.
They will not.
Tippy Ninja Sisters. And they'll be like, bitch! And they're going to smack you. And you will never yawn again in your life.
I worry about you and your mental health.
I worry about me too.
Well, at least we're both in agreement. No, what I was going to say is that by the time you guys listen to this episode, we will have launched our new look and feel on the website.
www. It feels great in the hands.
I'm not even going to go there.
What? You said look and feel.
Where
so
you should
good.
Go. Where you should go. See, I'm just going to keep talking. Where you should go is www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of the Electric Sisterhood podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to us, as well as some really wonderful entertainment like Ultimate Quest,
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Evil Avatar.
Video Game Outsiders.
And don't forget Bobby Black Wolf's show and Friday Night Gaming.
There's a lot of really wonderful stuff over there. Platform Nation has some of their shows over there. OLR. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All of the stuff that you can get a hold of by just stopping over there at allgames.com. Which you can get to through electricsisterhood.com. And if you do, make sure that you let them know who sent you.
Because the network is ridiculous.
It is. The network is hung like a horse. There,
hey,
I've said it. I've said
it. I can't
it.
Believe you went there. I wasn't going to go there.
Well,
and you did.
I've been drinking.
No, really?
Just a little
bit. Oh, let's not go into drinking. Anyway.
But we have actually launched, and by we, I mean me.
Well, yeah. I don't have the same gifts that you do.
I code like crazy.
She codes like gangbusters.
I am the mistress of the CSS. It does my bidding.
I have no idea what you just said.
That's okay. You're not that level of geek yet. But there are a lot of people out there that are. So the new look and feel is great. We've restructured a lot of things on the website. We've actually put together a featured content area now, so you can bounce in and very quickly get to all the stuff that we write about on any of the platforms, as well as jumping right to our manga stuff, right to our anime stuff, which is kind of flipping neat. We also have some affiliate links going on there, so we encourage you to check those out. But it's just so damn sexy.
It's smexy. It's so sexy.
So make sure that you grab a hold of it. And there are two new links now that you can find at the top of the page to make it a whole lot easier to subscribe to both our podcast feed and regular news feed. So make sure you check those things out. With that, we actually do have a couple of things that came in from the Hit Us Up link. So first, I want to give a shout out to Little Snoop for just rolling through and saying, "What's up?"
Little Snoop.
Hello.
As opposed to Big Snoop.
Yeah,
Big Snoop. Or Middle Snoop.
I don't
He
really...
gets ignored a lot, Middle Snoop.
Middle Snoop does, in fact, bear the brunt of the ignoring that goes on. You know, I mean, Little Snoop's just so damn adorable. And Big Snoop, come on, Big Snoop's just damn adorable, too.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Has the chronic. But, Middle Snoop, it's just kind of there.
Saying, "What's up?" And we say, "What's up?"
Yeah, I was actually Little Snoop, so, "What's up?" Other thing that came in was a comment followed by a question that actually came in literally on the heels as we finished recording last week's show. So I thought that, you know, that's just enough gumption going on there. We should mention it on this one.
Well, so, what is it?
Furion09 starts off his comment first by saying they love the podcast and that Derek needs to lay off his girl Panda.
Oh, Derek. Derek doesn't mess with Panda. He doesn't, guys. Just leave it alone. He's my friend, hopefully still.
Look, everybody's friends. I'm going to broker. I'm saying this right now on the show. I'm going to broker a Panda-Derek dinner while we're in L.A. And here's what's going to happen. Well, maybe appetizer. Let's make it not you freak out. So we'll do appetizers.
No, I can do
There'll
dinner.
Be a drink.
Do I get a drink of my choice?
Well, here's the thing about that. Think about that.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, there
never
you go.
Mind.
So I'm going to broker this dinner, and I will honestly let you guys know what the deal is. But the deal is, pretty much, everybody's friends on the network. No more drama. This is not the guiding light, people. Let's
Here.
Move on.
The days of our podcast.
These are the dramas of our podcast network.
It's like, but he put a clip of me on his show. Dun, dun, dun. Intense clip. Like,
but Derek, geez. It's your baby.
Hey now.
Hey now. Oh, I love Mountain Dew. I just want to say that.
You.
And I'm going to love it even more. I'm going to love Mountain Dew even more now that they're going to go back to the retro formula for a little bit. Because what I need more in my Mountain Dew is more actual real sugar. Hell to the fucking yeah, yeah. Can I get a what?
What?
Thank you. So anyway, Furion's question, however, after the comment, was about the new DSi release and handhelds in general. Looking at the numbers and how horrible of a release it's been for the PSP this year with title contents, Furion wanted to know what we thought the future of handheld gaming was. And also agrees, ninjas over pirates. So first of all,
oh
hell
God,
to the
whatever.
Fucking yeah, yeah. Second of all, I think that it's a really great question because I see the handheld market drastically changing. Like, if you take a look right now, what's going on is a blending of game device with communication device. Okay, you look at the DSi, and really the only differences between the DSi and the DS, as far as what I can see, is the additional internet things that you can do with it. You know, the web browsing capability, the downloading of games directly to the device through the store. Really try to put it in line with things like the iPhone and BlackBerry's app store, place, app department, whatever the hell they're calling it, so that Apple doesn't sue them. But but you really see, or at least I really see, the handheld market changing. I think that with the advent of the success of the App Store that Apple has had with combining games with communication devices, that you've now seen that grown into the biggest piece of the market. If you look at the numbers for portable and mobile gaming, they've gone through the roof the last 2 years, and it's been because of smartphone devices picking up applications, whether those applications are game applications or other things, and really allowing people to get down to one device. I think that people, and with the sales of the DSi and the PSP as you see them, I think people are getting tired of carrying multiple devices to get all their entertainment. You know, you look back 2 years ago, and laptop sales weren't nearly as much as they are now, and it's because of the advent of easily accessible digital movie and TV show content that's replaced people carrying around DVDs all the time to get their electronics. And now that you have devices that you can carry full-length feature films on, you know, like the BlackBerry and like, well, depending upon what you do with it, a Palm device and the Arcos player and things like that, you're getting closer and closer to having a pocket-sized device that is your traveling game system as well as your phone and your calendar and your email. And I think that those are the things that you're going to see pick up more. I mean, there's an Assassin's Creed game out through the App Store, for Christ's sake.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't touched it yet, but that's because funds is running kind of low.
I was about to ask if you were going to.
No. See, somebody's got to buy food in L.A., so no.
Oh.
Yeah, got to eat. Yeah, bitch got to eat.
Right, gotcha.
But what about you, Panda? Because I know that you're just kind of dipping your toe into the portable market right now.
Well, yeah, like, isn't super currently, I just got a DSi today.
I love how you rephrase your sentence.
Yes, I figured it to be more accurate.
Yes, I'm going to speak the truth now. I had a DSi given to me today.
With two games for it, and I just set up the primary stuff, and I was playing with the Pico chat, and I was playing with the picture.
You can't really
cameras.
Play with PictoChat, though, unless you got somebody else to PictoChat
yes, but,
with.
Yes, okay. I know, but I was tinkering around. I took some pictures and put some stamps on them. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I enjoy it. I'll probably play my Rhythm Heaven after we do this show, actually.
Oh, we will, on one evening where we're just way too tired to go out and do the libation thing, we will go head-to-head on that because I love Rhythm Heaven.
Well, you have more practice. That's not fair.
Well, it's not even about having more practice because there are some games that I still, even in all the time that I've had my DSi, which was the day after it came out, there are still some games that I can't get, mini games that I can't get through, like, with a Superb. Like, I'm on a mission to get gold medals throughout the game. And if you haven't played Rhythm Heaven yet, it's a really interesting game in that it is a music sim game. But rather than strumming or worrying about things coming down the highway, it's more of a Simon type game. So basically, musical patterns are played for you, and you have to either repeat the exact pattern or listen to the cues to contribute to the pattern. And they're broken up a bunch across a bunch of mini games. So things like one of my favorite ones, which you don't get to until you're about 11 games in, is a farmer stomp one where you actually have to tap to make the farmer stomp on the beat and then flick in order to flick up either turnips into his baskets or flick moles away. But
cool. It's
just so neat, and it really does take being close to the beat on it. That's enough of a brain teaser, which is what I really enjoy. And I find that I'm enjoying more and more on my commute and with my handheld devices. And I think a lot of people are trending that way of not necessarily wanting a fully engrossing game on the go, but really the quick and short little brain teasers. And I think that's why the DS has had such a commanding presence in the handheld market over the PSP. If you break down the PSP versus the DSi, as far as quality of image, processor that's in it, and all of the possibilities that the technology holds, on paper, the PSP bitch slaps the DSi, even with the new stuff that's been added. You know, the PSP has always been able to get on the internet and have a web browser and an RSS reader and a podcast reader. You know, the DSi just picking up on those things now in this version of the hardware says a lot. The problem is that there are not a lot of small brain teaser games for the PSP. I think that a big piece that was missing from the strategy on the PSP side was that the PSP was marketed as the console on the go. And nobody wants the console on the go. I don't want to be trudging through a Final Fantasy game on a handheld device.
That's not where. And there are some out there.
Yeah, but that's not where I want to spend like 60 hours of my time. You know what I mean? I don't want to be trying to get through cartridge one or disc one of a two-disc PSP game. That doesn't interest me at all. And I don't know that there are any that exist. But for me, when I look at a handheld device, I want something that I can pick up for 10 to 15 minutes at a time, have a little bit of a challenge, put it down and go about my business and not have to worry about it, or even have that thing come back into my brain again during the day. And I think that's why the DSi is doing so well, and I think that's why also things like, you know, BlackBerry's App Store and iTunes App Store for the iPhone are also doing well, because there's just scads and scads of content that's available, both free and purchase, that are specific small applications or games that let you do that pick up and play and go. So I see a big future for handhelds, but what I'm not sure of is if it's going to be handhelds created by the console makers or handhelds from the cell provider side. That's, I think, the interesting piece. I mean, you have an iPhone.
Yes, I do.
What do you have on your iPhone? What's the majority of things that you have on your iPhone?
Actually, believe it or not, I don't have that much on mine. I only have like maybe two games.
Which are?
I have Tap Tap Revolution, and I have, let's see, the other one I'm looking at it right now. Oh, actually, I think that's technically the only game I have on here. I have my Facebook up here, my Twitter up here, I have Skype up here, because they just made a Skype app for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Got my YouTubes, got my Magic 8-Ball, I have my Ocarina. I can actually blow into the microphone of the iPhone and make it sound like an ocarina.
Well, ocarina's kind of, sort of.
It's an instrument. It's not really a game. You don't, like, do anything. Oh, and I have my lightsabers. That's kind of a game.
Yeah.
But only with other iPhones. And, oh, Hangman. So I do have two games. But I have a lot of just networking.
Social media stuff.
Yeah. On mine.
Yeah.
Eshmom
has her iPhone tricked out.
Which, she's like, look, here's the tipper for the restaurant. We have five people here. Bam. I'm like, wow, Mom. And then she never hears the phone ring, which is really funny.
I know. That's killer. And we can talk about it since, you know, Mom's Day is coming up. Eshmom can never hear her phone ring.
Never.
We've made ridiculously loud ringtones.
I can hear it before she hears it.
She never hears the phone ring. However, she's got like seven pages of apps on her iPhone.
She has all these apps, yeah.
It's like ridiculous. She has apps that even I don't know about. And I'll get a call from her every once in a while. Have you played with the, you know, the thing there that does the, and I'll be, what are you talking about? So it's on the iPhone, you know, in the app place.
Yeah. And she's texting now, like, a lot.
She's getting better. She's getting better. Yep. She's going to have to lose the nails, but, you know, she's accepting her geek.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. She's come to geek. So we're very happy about that. So I think it'll be interesting, Furian, to see where handhelds go. I don't see handheld dying. I don't see at any point in time that the preferred thing is going to be just console or just computer. I think right. The handheld is here to stay, but I think, you know, like most things, that it's going to morph into something else. I mean, you looked at digital entertainment going from CD, DVD to now streaming media and digital files on multiple devices. So I think the same thing's going to happen with handhelds. I mean, I have my DSi, and I love my DSi, don't get me wrong. I've been very happy with it, just because I still have also my Game Boy SP, and so for my older cartridges, I can use it to play, because I still have my original Game Boy.
Right.
Paperboy game. It's actually belongs to Evermore. But I think that it has to change and evolve. I think it will be what we make of it, though. So I think the more that people really get behind good content and voice their opinions about these things, like through mediums like us, creating their own blogs, podcasts, contributing to, you know, mainstream places, I think the more that that gets out there, the more that it'll be shaped. But handhelds is here to stay. There's still way too many people that have to go on long driving trips, long flying trips, and stuck in places where they can do nothing but flick buttons.
Hmm.
Like, I'm going to be playing my DS.
Yes.
All the way to L.A. Because we got badges!
Badges,
motherfucker. Damn. Sexy badges.
Badges to E3, you know, that really cool place that not everybody gets to go.
Although it was really funny, after I signed us up, I got a mailer from E3 for a company that I used to run, 4 years ago, reminding me to sign up to go to E3, which I thought was funny.
That's so funny.
So, back to business, because I got some more gaming stuff to talk about before I flip the script over, so you can do your anime thing. Kind of big news, at least big news to me, because I'm kind of geeky. One of my more favorite games, which is going to surprise a lot of you, because I know I talk a lot of shit about RPGs and how I don't like them.
Yes.
In turn-based.
Often.
But one that I made it through, because I really enjoyed it, was called Magna Carta. Actually, part of the reason why my avatar alternate personality is a ninja is because of the style of one of the characters in Magna Carta. Well, what's interesting to me is that they are going to release a new Magna Carta game, Magna Carta 2, and it's going to be an Xbox 360 exclusive. So this is kind of big, because Magna Carta was actually on the PlayStation side of the fence, and also computer. But new one, going to be exclusive for the Xbox 360.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really?
So it's gonna, Namco basically said that we're bringing it back, picking it up where we left off, and we're gonna use the Unreal 3 engine.
Oh.
So you know it's going to be right sexy.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Okay.
So I was kind of elated when I saw this in the email box, so I will more than likely be dogging Namco for the next 3 months. I mean, between Tekken and Magna Carta now, because I have to get my hands on it.
You just gotta be all on it?
I do, actually. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much the way.
Are you gonna be feeling on its booty?
I will be feeling on all of its pieces. But I will more than likely start with the booty, because that's a good place to start.
Yep.
Now,
not a good place to finish, but a good place to start.
That's not where you want to finish. But you anyway. Magna Carta on the Xbox 360 should be out shortly before holiday. That's what they're looking for, at least. And 40 hours of gameplay. So, right around the amount of time that I can maybe possibly stomach to get through for games that I enjoy. But I've always liked the setup of the game, which is you're in a land that's being torn apart by civil war, and there are lots of gray areas told between the FMVs in the game of whether or not the side that you're on really is the most noblest or not. And it's definitely as deep as a Final Fantasy series. If not deeper at times, because there's a lot of strife. And the characters are kind of chesty.
Chesty as in, whoa, that's a lot of boob?
As in, there's no way that that amount of fabric could hold those tatas in place.
Oh, all right.
And it's because the character designs are done by Yong Tae Kim, who, if you know who he is, then I kiss you some more. Because he does amazing, amazing characters. And I wish to God that I, you know, had it like that so he could do some character art for us, because he's amazing. So definitely check that out. Also on the Namco tip, new Katamari game.
New Katamari?
New Katamari game.
Oh boy.
Which, wait, have you ever played a Katamari game?
Because yeah, you did with not the rolling. The whole rolling or the whole earth around your giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't do it right, your dad's all like, son, you suck. And you're like, oh,
King of all cosmos,
you gotta do it again.
And you gotta try again with your little hammerhead.
Yeah. I've played it.
Okay, I'm just saying, because you didn't sound very excited. I
wasn't very good at it, so my father didn't love me very much. So I'm a little sore at daddy.
I'm not the best. Somebody's got daddy issues. I'm not the best at it either, but I really enjoy it. And there is a new Katamari game coming.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us about it, since obviously you know about it.
So, Namco announced last week Katamari Forever, which is coming out. Basically, another terrible event has occurred in the universe.
Again?
So all the stars have disappeared from the sky. And your dad, the king of all cosmos, has fallen into a coma.
Oh, great.
So you have to get your Katamari rolling skills going again to get the stars back, save your dad, and restore order
and
to the
get
cosmos.
Him out of a coma?
Basically, yeah. I'm thinking that probably all the stars disappearing again is probably what helped force him to go into the coma. So once you bring the stars back, he'll come out of the coma, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like I developed the game or anything.
So it's not like you have the tip?
It wasn't like I was in the meeting with the production team at the headquarters for Bandai Namco going, hey, so
you should do it like this.
Let's kick this idea around, guys. I know he's the king of all cosmos, but what if, okay, and follow me on this one and let me know what you think. What if all the stars disappeared again from the universe?
Now, again.
I know that word again sounds a little scary, but stick with me. But this time, king of all cosmos falls into a coma. Right? Different, right?
Yeah.
See? Okay.
So, let's go have our power lunch and think about this.
I wanted to have a Powerade, and then we can come back, regroup over some Nutrisystem bars, and knock down what we need to make happen so we can get the King of all Cosmos out of the coma.
Right.
So, I mean, the story is not deep, but that's not why anybody loves a Katamari game anyway.
If you're going for deep, rolling the world into a giant ball probably isn't it.
Yeah, not really, no. But they are adding new styles, new items, and evidently they're going to use some new graphics or graphical styles, at least according to the release that I have in front of me here. So I'm not exactly sure what this is going to look like. I mean, it's a Katamari game. I guess I forgot to mention. On the PlayStation 3...
Well, yeah, you probably should mention that.
Yeah, I should mention that. So I would imagine that they'd probably want to knock up the graphics just a little bit from the norm, which were mostly designed for handheld devices. So the world should look a lot more realistic in this one, but I am excited about it. So that's another thing that was on my list. So I checked that off. I talked about that. In the column of Dear God, Why?
Dear God, Why?
Ubisoft has announced that it is making Red Steel 2.
Oh?
Now, I'm going to take you back a step.
We're going to go back in time.
We're going to go back in the day.
Back in time.
We're not going to go back to the point where Will Smith had a high top fade or anything like that.
But we're going back.
We are, in fact, going back. So, remember when the Wii first came out?
Awesome.
I'm not even going there.
Just kidding, Nintendo. I heart you.
Because I'm still trying to get us invited to all the press briefings. So, yeah.
Oy. Love you, Nintendo. Kisses.
Anyway, remember when it launched, it had all these titles that were supposed to be ready for launch. The Mario game, the Wii Play, and Red Steel. They did all those demos where you get to use the remote like a sword. And that game and that idea was supposed to be the reason behind the Lego game. Not the Lego game, but the Star Wars game where you used your Wii as your lightsaber and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But then everybody got into the game and it was ridiculously difficult and it sort of sucked. Like, I don't know anybody personally that even attempted to beat it all the way.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't remember anybody that wanted to do that. So anyway, yeah, they're making another one for some stupid ass reason. Now, here's the thing. Because I love Ubisoft, okay? I really do. They make some really incredible games. And supposedly part of the reason behind this is that they wanted to be able to use this mechanism and take advantage of the Wii Motion Plus gadget so that you could get an even more realistic representation of sword swinging. But again, it's in my column of Dear God, Why? You didn't get it right the first time.
What makes you think you're going to get it right now?
Exactly. Of all the resources that you have at Ubisoft, why point them again back down this hole? I mean, there was supposed to be a great story in there. Yeah, but if the first one wasn't good and didn't build up an install base, what makes you think the second one is going to have an install base? Anybody that played the first one, which anybody who got a bundle for the Wii so that they could get their hands on it from either GameStop or Amazon or things like that, was one of the games that was bundled in, and I'm sure was probably the first one that most people sold back to GameStop. How do you think anybody's going to be interested in purchasing
that this
one? That piece
this
of cocoa? No, not so much. All right, and then the last thing that I have is more Rock Band music. As you all know, I'm a huge Rock Band freak. Every Tuesday, there's new stuff released for Rock Band, Rock Band 2, in the download store. And for the last couple of Tuesdays, personally, I've taken it as piss poor selection, in all honesty. Okay. Since the Journey song, nothing else is really doing it for me. But this week, we got some good stuff.
Oh? Well, tell me about them.
This week, we got some Franz Ferdinand track pack.
Ooh, I like Franz Ferdinand.
So you're going to get Take Me Out, Do You Want To, and Lucid Dreams.
Do you wanna? Do you wanna? I like them.
I heart them. I do. I heard them big times. Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Ooh.
Yep, I know. A couple of Allman Brothers Band songs, Blue Sky, Midnight Rider. Okay, good.
Okay, yep, check.
A band that I don't know called The Distillers with the song Drain the Blood I'm going to go with probably kind of middle-ish.
No, really?
It's just a guess on my part. And Luscious Jackson's Naked Eye. Which
with your naked eye. I like that song.
Was one of my more favorite songs in the 90s. So I'm going to be out some money this week because I want all of that.
And you're going to get it, too.
And I probably will, because I have Amex, and they let me master my possibilities. Yes, I know MasterCard's supposed to let me master my possibilities, but I have no money on my MasterCard, so Amex is going to be up to bat.
Well, let's see how well they stand to your test.
Yeah, as long as they say yes and the points go down, I'm good. So that's all my game stuff. What kind of anime things do you have?
I only really have one bit of anime to share with our peoples today. Aww. And it struck me kind of funny when I watched it, because usually when you watch anime, or at least in my opinion or in my life, if I have a really stressful day and I don't really want to think about stuff.
You are cutie honey.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there aren't too many animes that are very, very much in depth. And usually if they're trying to teach you something, it's usually something about the human soul, the human condition, you know, something that's going to make you go, oh my God, I am such a horrible person for doing that. You know, that type of stuff.
Right.
But they don't usually try to throw history in your face. And if they do it, they usually do it in such a discreet way. That's not until way later that you're like, oh my God, that was totally in reference to da 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 da.
Well, you know, like, I had a lot of people when I was in college and I was taking a theology course, and I don't know why I was doing that, but anyway, I had one of my professors try to liken, remember in The Lion King? When Scar,
well, why in The Lion King?
Okay, remember when Scar was mouching all of the hyenas and they were about to go take down Pride Rock?
Yes.
And everything got green and he was up on the thing and laughing and all the guys were marching
the
and lost.
The Be Prepared song?
Right, and they were all marching in lockstep.
You mean like the Nazis?
Yeah. That's where my theology teacher went. I was like, really? First of all, Frozen or not Frozen, Walt Disney wouldn't put Nazis in a movie. Not blatantly.
Walt Disney didn't make The Lion King. He was already dead by then.
Look, I don't know how dead Walt Disney is. I don't think he's dead. I think that he inhabits Michael Eisner's body, and that's why he was so pissed when he had got thrown out of Disney. There, I said it.
Okay.
But anyway, throwing history.
Oh, yeah. So they don't usually blatantly throw history out there. And like I said, if they do, it's usually very discreet. Mm-hmm. But what if I told you there's an anime out there that actually makes history enjoyable?
Time out. Is it actual real history or is it a flavor of history?
It is. I mean, there's definitely some flavor to it, but let me tell you a little bit about the series and then you can see for yourself.
Because the only flavor that I typically like in my history is truth.
There's some quite truth. The anime in question is called Hetalia Axis Powers. And it's actually really funny,
like,
because
Italia?
Yeah, like the Alia part is from Italia.
Gotcha.
And het comes from the Japanese word hitare, which means useless. So useless
Italy?
Italy.
All right.
And this anime is to make light of, you know, how Italy was very cowardice during World War II. All the countries are represented by, well, so far in the few episodes that I've watched, are represented by men. So each man from each country actually kind of looks like he would be from that country.
Well, he should, if he's from that country. Looks like he's from that country.
So, yeah, but if you know in animes, you know, you never really know where the anime is taking place because, you know, it's not like
it's generic background number 5.
You know, but I mean, all the characters, you know, you're like, oh, well, it must be in Tokyo because it's anime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you see that random blonde person, you're like, maybe. Like, they don't always come out and say, oh, well, this was in, you know, Kyoto.
Right.
So you never really know in most animes. But, you know, in this anime, everyone has a distinct style. So the Chinese guy actually looks like a Chinese anime character. And the Japanese guy looks like he's from Japan. You know, the Germany guy's got blonde hair, blue eyes, has a very deep voice. I mean, they really thought ahead on this.
Okay.
You know, and anyway, so in the first few episodes, they're pretty much talking about World War, building up to World War II.
Okay.
So you see the Axis powers, you know, Germany, Japan, and who else is in the Axis powers? I believe
Italy.
Yes. So, well, it's really weird because in this series, Italy is, you know, is called Verenziano, and it's like Northern Italy and Southern Italy. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of two Italys, but, you know, and the bigger Italy has this, like, brother complex with Little Italy because he wants Little Italy to really like him, but Little Italy really loves Germany, and Germany's kind of like,
uh-oh, here comes the drama!
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's following the whole path, you know, Germany takes over Italy, and Italy's all like, oh, I want to be friends with you now and be an ally, and I want to be cool. And Germany's kind of like, but all you do is, you know, flirt with women and eat pasta all day. You know, like, it's very exaggerated, but they show the timeline of World War II. So every time, you know, Italy gets captured by another country, like, another guy will come and just pick up Italy and walk away. And then, like, they'll steal Italy, and they'll be like, well, what does he do? And they're like, well, he keeps flirting with our women and, you know, making pasta and not really doing anything. And they always send Italy back to Germany in this giant box that says fuck on it.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, no lie. And Germany's always like, welcome back, Italy, because nobody wants Italy.
Aww.
Except for France. A couple of times in some of these episodes, France has kidnapped Italy, but Italy thinks that France is scary. So he never wants to hang out. Because they're all, like, essentially men. I think Hungary is a girl, and she's being held by Austria, and she's kind of like a maid, and she's actually kind of stupid. I mean,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean,
where
oh, my gosh.
Where do you find this stuff? Seriously.
It is the cutest thing in the world. You know, so, like, at one point, Japan finally meets up with Germany and Italy, and they're stranded on this island. And the Allied forces, as we all know from history, was, you know, America, England, France, China, Russia, because they were all buddies. So they all hang out, and they're like, we have to check on these Axis powers to make sure they're not stepping out of lines. You know, and they all look, you know, really, really close to their countries. The American guy is always like, I'll be the hero, and he's always eating a burger or drinking, like, soda. And in the few episodes, I've noticed that he's slowly beginning to become fat, or at least chunkier in the face, you know, and and England's guy has, like, these really thick eyebrows and slightly botched teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yep, France is blonde.
Every stereotype you can think of, we've chucked into this episode of Italia.
It is really cute, and I like the fact that they pulled in history. You know, and I mean, literally, every time that Italy gets captured, because literally, Italy doesn't do anything, except he paints, he eats pasta,
and he flirts with other women's.
So, I mean, it's just really funny, because he looks like a giant ditz. And the animation style kind of reminds me a little bit of Gravitation, so if you have seen Gravitation, you might actually like the style of it. And outside of the episodes, there are these little vignettes called Chibi Italia, where the things that they don't explain about the history side are then explained. And it's just, it's really cute. And it's really funny. And each episode is probably only 5 minutes long. So these little, like, little vignette episodes. But they are eye-catching. They pull you in. And it has the best opening theme song. And it makes you happy inside.
Here's the thing. Last 3 weeks, you've talked about anime, and they've all had the best opening.
Okay,
song.
Not the best, but, like, the best.
So
it's
it has
a good opening
a
theme
great
song.
One. How about a great one? That's a great opening song, because there can be many greats, but typically the best means singular.
All right. Well, then it has one of the more interesting opening theme songs.
There you go, using your big words. I'm so proud of you. So, let me ask you a question.
Right.
With the mini episode deal, and I know that there are a lot of series that have, you know, the short episodes, or and then we'll string them together. Like, I was talking about Ninja Nonsense a little while ago, which is just literally, like, the mini vignette episodes. 5 minutes long, 6 minutes long, 4 minutes long. Do you think that that is out of or driven by style or driven by the attention span of the projected audience?
I think, well, in the case of Hitalia, because they're dealing with history, like they're showing you the span of World War II and what actually happened. You know, like the historical points of who won what was going on. They show all that in the episodes. I think with history, which is a very dull subject, they went with a smaller episode to keep the attention of the watcher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you look at other vignette-y styles of animes out there, like Colorful, where it's nothing but fan service.
Panties!
You can really only watch that and be that interested for about 5 minutes. That's why they made them that long. You know, that short or long, depending on which way you want to look at it.
Short panties!
You know, or the one with the teacher who's all like, "Ew." And they're all just watching her mouth, which never made any sense to me, but whatever.
Oh, they like the tongue work.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what that one's about.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I was like, so what?
Yeah.
I,
you know, think about it.
So I think that's what this is trying to do. Now, I've never seen any animes that were really deep and thought out done in 5 minute episodes. Because for one thing, that'd be a very, very, very long series to develop all those plot points in such an enriched way that we would get it and appreciate it for its deepness. Like a well.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that, you know, I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around is you keep mentioning how the episodes talk about and break down what's really going on.
Yeah,
in
during
the
little, in the smaller little vignettes of Chibi Italia. The things that they don't talk about in the 5 minute episode are in the smaller vignettes of the Chibi Italia, where
right.
They're all in chibi form.
So
yeah.
It's literally just a small, you know, 1 minute throw timeline back to the crazy 5 minute,
yeah,
useless Italian guy running around making pasta and chasing bitches
and getting captured by other countries and then sent back to Germany,
right?
Yeah,
so definitely the I need to relax my brain for a while series,
yes, but it approaches history in a way that would, I mean, I enjoy it that way.
Okay.
But then again, I watched Le Chevalier d'Eon, which actually
Le Chevalier d'Eon?
Yeah, that guy. And he actually existed. Granted, I don't believe he cross-dressed. But that man actually did exist and did that type of work in France. So, I mean, you can do history in anime and make it interesting. You could either do it like Le Chevalier d'Eon, or you can do it like Hitalia. It just depends on which medium you'd rather enjoy watching.
Well, I think that that's true. I mean, I really enjoy Le Chevalier a lot because not only was the art style really good, but the way that the story was told was phenomenal.
Yeah, I know.
It was one of the few series that even after watching it all through pay on demand, I still decided that I needed to have it, and so it is still on my Amazon wish list to have the entire series because it's just
I already have it because it's that awesome.
Yeah, I'd asked for it for Christmas and got clothes instead.
Hey, apparently yeah. Someone, mom, figured you needed more clothes during the cold winter months.
Yeah, sometimes I just need anime to keep me warm, but I think that, at least for me, and this is something that I've said all along, if you've been listening for all 3 years that we've been doing this now, it all comes down to the story. Can you tell the story in a compelling way?
Yeah.
You do that.
And we're sold.
And we're sold.
And you got us.
I don't care if the lead character runs around buck naked for whatever reason.
It's like, if it really has to.
If it's going to move the plot around.
Okay.
If they come from a race where clothing, you know, is one of those things.
Is the biggest taboo.
Then, all right, fine. I can do that. I will go with that. But if you have those people on that planet that run around naked, screw siblings, you lost me.
Yeah, I got you on that one.
I'm done with the incest anime people. I just let it go.
Let it go.
Okay, if you're going to do it, make them second cousins. I can deal with that, but the brother-sister thing needs to stop. The mom-son thing needs to stop.
You do realize that the sister-brother thing goes back to...
I know what it goes back to, but it needs to stop.
All right, then. So, but anyway, Italia, it's very cute. It's not nearly as enriched as something like Le Chevalier de Dion. But on some days when you really don't want to think, but you kind of want something to slightly tickle your cerebellum.
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm sorry.
Tickle your coccyx, your cockles.
I was going to say sack.
Or maybe your spleen. I'll tickle your spleen. I'm going to give this series a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Only because I haven't seen all of it. So, I mean, they could seriously go and botch it to the point where, you know, they stray away from their style already and they completely go off on a tangent, which I feel they could do the way that the last episode that I saw went.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to being proven wrong.
Cool. Well, I will look forward to, and I'm sure a lot of our audience will look forward to, when you finish the series, what your final thoughts are.
Yes, I will be giving them to you, whether you guys like it or not, so,
take my thoughts! Accept my love! What?
Sure.
What?
I don't know where that came from.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You're scaring me.
I've had way too much Mountain Dew today.
It's not the Mountain Dew.
It's the Mountain Dew.
No.
It has
it's
to
what,
be.
It's what's in the Mountain Dew.
No, I only have ice in the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, of course. Ice with vodka.
Shh, it's just ice.
Uh-huh, sure. That's our code word for this is alcohol.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's like this is alcohol with a splash of Mountain Dew.
You're inventing things now.
You were about to say you're investigating.
Shut up.
I caught you.
All right, fine.
Anyway,
with that, I'm going to have to say that you got to keep hitting us up on our website.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mlbi. The short address will bounce it to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of the Electric Sisterhood podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also check out some of the other really wonderful entertainment over there, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
or Dead Pixel Live,
Ultimate Quest,
Evil Avatar is pretty good,
Video Game Outsiders,
and don't forget Bobby Blackwolf's show and Friday Night Gaming.
There's even Platform Nation over there and some other really fun stuff. So make sure that you check that stuff out. And when you do, let them know that the sisters from Electric Sisterhood sent you that way. Because we did.
And thank you.
So, guess I'm going to have to call this one Toast.
No, really? I wouldn't have guessed.
I'm going to go with Toasted on that one.
I think it's pretty toasty.
So what are you doing with your toast?
I am going to ship it in a box with the word fuck to Germany.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Any place specifically in Germany or just to Germany? Fuck.
Just to Germany.
I send fuck to Germany.
They'll probably really appreciate it, actually.
The Germans.
They like the fuck. Do you know that le fuck in French means seal?
No, I did not.
It does. Le fuck is seal in French.
I see.
I thought it was awesome. Figured I would share.
Okay. Well, you shared.
I did. What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to take it and use it as croutons on a chicken Caesar salad.
Well, you always do that.
I make damn good croutons. What do you want?
Do something else with your toast. Look, God dang it.
Here's what I like to do, and that's Matt Damon, thank you very much. Here's what I like to do with my toast. I like to make croutons with my toast. I like to make peanut butter sandwiches with my toast. I also like to take my toast, put butter on it, and then put some brown sugar on it.
And you like to inject it with AIDS.
I do not. What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
Do something odd with your toast. God.
Well, okay, fine. I'm going to take my toast and break it up and put it in between my toes.
Okay, well, that's
feel better? Do you feel better now?
Yep.
Have I amused you? Are you happy, Panda? Are you happy now?
I am.
All right. Well, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye.
Peace. So you gotta keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. Or esh.mobi. I said that backwards. You can take the shorter. Oh, I fucked that up. Where the fuck am I?
I don't know.
You're shit.
Can't blame me.
I can't. That was just a fuck up. All right, we gotta do that again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on. You gotta keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
damn it. Why am I forgetting why am I forgetting what the line is?
What's wrong with you?
It's esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. Why the fuck am I forgetting this now? Okay, one more time. I go. Wait, I should write this on a sticky.
It's esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. That's not a really difficult line. And you have to really put that in a sticky.
I'm fucking up. It's wise.
All right. Okay. That's E, period,
right.
S, period,
that's
H.
E. Shut up. I can spell.
I'm just trying to help. Oh,
that's esh.mobi.
The short address.
Shut up. I'm writing it right now.
Okay.
I hate you. I do. I hate you.
Bullshit. Anyone know how I know that's bullshit?
Because
you bought me a Hello Kitty thermos.
Yeah, I almost got you a Hello Kitty vibrator.
Well, you know, I'm good, so I really wouldn't have gotten much use out of that. But I've actually used my thermos, so.
Bounce you to the long one.
That's what she
Shut
said.
Up. Bounce to the long one. Oh, shit. Why am I forgetting all of this now?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm trying to address. We'll bounce you to the long one. You can check out.
Oh, my God.
Any. Shut
the
up.
Whole thing? You need the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Right now, because I keep fucking up and I don't feel
confident.
Wow. All right, I wrote it out. Let me do this now.
Okay.
All right, so
I need you to handle it?
Yes. All right.
Here we go. You ready? Okay. I'm going to lobby a softball. That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m., 6:30. Oh, shit. Now I fucked up. God damn you. All right, hold on.
Well, my part's good.
Hold on.